It's time again for StoryCorps, the oral history project traveling around the country. People have been interviewing each other in part to preserve memories. Today, a daughter recalls her family's history with the accordion. Joyce Kekkonen's father played professionally, and his enthusiasm was contagious. Here with her daughter, Gay, Joyce Kekkonen talks about her father and his passion.
He loved music. He loved performing. He played, you know, always with a tux, always looking nice, shiny shoes.
What kind of music would he play?
A lot of polkas, a lot of upbeat waltzes, and the old standards that everyone knew.
You and your sister and your brother all learned to play the accordion.
We certainly did.
Yes.
We had no choice. We have family pictures where we're all sporting an accordion. My older sister, who was so good, and my brother, and my mother that didn't play but would put on an accordion for a family portrait. In the 50s, my father started his own accordion studio in this old, rickety, wooden frame house. It was a great location because my father drew students from all Pittsburgh areas, and they could always get there on a trolley, you know, and drag their accordion up to our studio. He would book anything. If you had a church group and you had a calendar party and you needed 10 accordionists, guess what? We were there. We played mental hospitals. We played nursing homes. We played anybody that wanted music.
Now, your father had a very famous saying.
Yes. I sometimes was good, and sometimes my fingers would just get ahead of themselves, and I wasn't very good. And he would say to me, "Honey, remember one thing. If you can't play good, play loud. Let them know you're there." And I would come home from a job, and he would say, "Oh, how'd you do today?" I'd say, "Well, played loud."
Joyce Kekkonen, with her daughter Gay at StoryCorps in Pittsburgh. These interviews are archived at the American Folklife Center at the Library of Congress. Find out how to record yours at npr.org.
Major funding for StoryCorps comes from the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.